Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with a decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUClinics.com to schedule an appointment.
Our weekly visit with a member of the Coyotes front office. We do it every single Thursday here on the Burns and Gambo show, and it's our pleasure to welcome in the general manager of the Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Thank you very much.
Not as good as Clayton Keller. Two more goals than that loss to Edmonton. 32 goals, 44 assists. I mean, Bill, he's closing in on that all-time scoring record for the Yotes.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous year. And hats off to him, too, because I think, you know, we talked about him having that bad injury last year. You know, we didn't think he'd come back near as well. We didn't know how long it would take. But he's been remarkable. He never missed a game this year. He's been in the entire time, and he is, his game just keeps getting better. You know, he's had some elite games, and, you know, with him, Schmoltz, and Hayden, at times out there, they're just dominant.
Now, any truth to the rumors that Keith Tkachuk has called you and told you that once he gets to about 80, start making him a healthy scratch for a few games?
I would say that he hasn't yet made the call, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Keith has 86 points. JR's got 78. I think Doner has 78.
Yeah.
And then Keller now with the 32 and 44, he's at 76. So he's closing in on that. I mean, it would be an incredible, you know, record, because those, you know, those were legends here, Keith and JR and Doner. So to be in that category is pretty remarkable.
Well, and also, I think with the surrounding cast, you know, what Kells has done, and you know, he's been consistent during the entire year, no matter what the lineup we've had. He's put the team on his back most nights and generated offense. So it's remarkable, to be honest with you, to what he's done this year, and that's a credit to him and how hard he trained in the offseason.
Bill, from your perspective, we've talked to you many, many times about the success the organization has had at home at Mullen Arena. Getting that to translate on the road, obviously, and we've seen it these last few games, it's trickier. What is the hardest part of getting that success at home to translate when you're not at Mullen Arena?
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's hard to kind of put in words for a lot of, you know, sometimes you get on the road and you're it's just, you can never get your rhythm, you know. Sometimes it's just, you know, you're just banged up. Like, we played back-to-back games coming out of Winnipeg and Edmonton. So it's a hard game when you're walking into somebody's building and they're just sitting there waiting for you. You know, and I thought our guys battled last night. And to be honest with you, I felt like we had a chance to win the Winnipeg game. Goaltender made a tremendous save. We put a ton of pressure on them. But both games on the road were, you know, two good teams. And we hung in there and we battled. And that game against Edmonton last night, probably the fastest game I've seen in the NHL. Two good teams going at it, and it was a battle.
Yeah, and that Connor McDavid kid, he's decent. I think he's got a future in this league. What do you think?
Well, he's pushing pace. Like, he scored a goal last night where he banked it off our goaltender's head in the net. And that wasn't by accident. He aimed for that. So he's a unique, unbelievable player. You know, when you go into Edmonton last night, there's probably anywhere from 19,000 fans wearing his jersey inside that building. Just a tremendous atmosphere, and you know, he's the one that created it. Everybody goes to see the best player in the world, and he is that.
Let me ask you how much you're paying attention to, you know, the draft picks. You know, Logan Cooley playing for Minnesota right now, Cal Thomas, Sam Lipkin, and even the Italian kid, which we've all, you know, kind of discovered you need more Italians on the team. John Farinacci out of Harvard. I mean, you got a bunch of guys that are playing right now. How much are you scouting and watching and keeping up on them?
Well, this is pressure time hockey right now, so this is the time that you want to see what they can do, you know. And in the NCAA, it's one game elimination, so it's really, we try to get in there and see those guys under pressure. You know, and Logan Cooley, it's going to be a pleasure to watch him. They got a big game today, and hopefully they can make it past that. But it's great to see your players and your prospects under pressure in the playoffs, and then that's where you get really good reads on them.
Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes. I want to ask you, and I continue to be fascinated by the goalie rotation, because you're basically going through three, and it seems like it's like, okay, your turn, back to the start, your turn. I know it's not quite like that. How do you guys ultimately decide who's going to start between the pipes and who's not when you're figuring out these three?
Well, we just put everybody's name in a hat and then just draw it, and that's usually the way it works. Corey Schwab, our goaltender coach, goes through the rotation with our coaches and figure out, you know, who's done the best against this team. You know, do you think we could use him here in a back-to-back? You know, so it's pretty strategic in that matter. But all goalies, again, have played well. Benji was great in Winnipeg. And then last night, Ingram stood on his head. He actually played a great game. So we continue to have good goaltending every single night. And with the rotation of the three, it's not the most comfortable thing to do with goaltenders. But at the same time, it gives us a look at a young prospect in Ivan.
You guys, you know, there's a philosophy in sports when somebody lets a team hang around, and you guys have hung around a lot, and it's led to a lot of wins. I mean, you guys have had a lot of success in overtime as well. I mean, the wins over Minnesota and Calgary, and, you know, I think maybe, you know, for any team that takes you likely, they get a rude awakening. But how important is it for you guys to just hang in there? Sometimes you get outshot by a whole lot in the first period of the second period, but when you get great goaltending, you're still in the game. Do you kind of feel like that's been some of the success of this team, is that, you know, when you get into the third period and it's a close game, you're tied, you're only down a goal or up a goal, that this team really relishes that situation and the chance to get points there?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it surprises teams a lot of times. They feel like, okay, we're out playing them, we're out shooting them 14-5, you know, but it's only 1-0. You know, we're just hanging around, and our group has done it all year, and that doesn't bother us. We have very good determination, and we're very resilient in the fact that we might get outshot and outplayed, but we're just hanging around. It's 1-0, and then we come back here with a big goal from Keller's line, and we're right back in the game. So that's happened all year, and even sometimes we've been down 5-1 and going into the third, and you can see our guys. Like, we've had I can't remember how many exactly comebacks this year, but it's been tremendous with our group. Just nobody gives up. You know, we just find ways to hang around and come back. And that's just a credit to our group and the determination that they have. But it's a good sign for next year, because all the guys that we're talking about are all coming back for next year.
Bill, then the Coyotes are on the road against the Colorado Avalanche on Friday. Then they're back home on Sunday, taking on the Avs, Edmonton, Dallas, and San Jose. 4-game homestand that begins on Sunday. Bill, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill Armstrong, Coyotes general manager, our guest on the Arizona Sports Line. Again, as I mentioned, the Coyotes in Colorado taking on the Avalanche tomorrow night.